Take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter number 3. Matthew chapter number 3. Again, reading tonight at verse number 1. The Bible says, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, 'Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" I want to preach just a little while this evening, if God will be my help, on a crying voice, a crying voice. He said, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' And this is he that was spoken of by prophet Isaiah, saying, 'A voice of one crying in the wilderness.'" Amen. So we see John Baptist, and he comes a crying in the wilderness. He comes to lift up the voice and to magnify the God of heaven and proclaim a Savior to come. And now they knew, I've told you before, that the Sadducees and the Pharisees went into this knowing the law and the Old Testament front and back. They knew that this was prophesied. They knew that a Savior was coming. They knew the place, the day, the almost to the hour and to the minute of when the Lord Jesus Christ would show up. Here we see John as a forerunner, praise God, going before them, praise God, and telling them about this promise that's coming. He was the one that was crying in the wilderness. He was the one that Isaiah had promised about and prophesied about that would come proclaiming, crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight. We can see that voice crying. If you look over in Luke chapter number 7, Luke chapter number 7, it tells this story. And it says it when the verse number 24, he said, "And when the master John were departed, they began to speak unto people concerning John." Now he's talking about this John the Baptist. He's talking about this a great preacher that would come forth and would be proclaiming the magnificence of God and a soon coming Messiah. He was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ who would come, praise God, and be the perpetuation for sin. One greater than he, praise God, that was on the way. He said, "What went ye out to?" And Jesus says this. He said, "What went ye out to into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken of the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gloriously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.' For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." So we see John Baptist, and he went out. Now he didn't go out as a weak voice. He went out of a strong voice. He wasn't easily shaken. He said, "Is he a reed that's shaken?" Oh no, friends. Oh, John Baptist wasn't easily shaken. He was as firm. He was as solid as a backbone of a log. Praise God. He went out to preach the gospel. He went out to proclaim a soon coming Savior. Praise God. He wasn't shaken. Praise God. He wasn't deterred. He was out there to do the business for God Almighty. Praise God, nobody could shake him. Glory, hallelujah. You say, "Well, preacher, he got to a point when he questioned whether it was the Lord or not." Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. It don't matter how faithful you are. There'll come a time in your life that you'll wonder if the Lord is really there with you. You'll go through hardships. You'll go through trials. You'll go through difficulties. We'll go through all these things, and sometimes our mind begin to wonder if God is really there, if he really cares about you. But I want to say unequivocally, according to the word of God, which is truth tonight, that God, Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells us so, and he'll be with us, praise God, today and tomorrow and forever. Amen. Amen. He'll be there to help us. But it wasn't a weak voice that they went out to hear. It wasn't a weak voice, praise God. That was shaken by the wind and the things that come so easy to beset us. But it was a strong voice. Amen. It was not only was it a strong voice, it wasn't a social voice. Hey, it wasn't a man in soft raiment. Amen. Old John was a rough character. Praise God. He didn't come dressed up and live in king's palaces. He was brought up. He was girded about. And he went into the wilderness. And he preached. And his meat was locusts and wild honey. Praise God. No wonder old John was able to preach like a wild man. He didn't have the contaminations of this world like we have. We have so much contamination from the world today that it's hard for us to stand up and just praise God like we ought to. Amen. So many contaminations. Praise God, but John didn't have that. Amen. He wasn't easily shaken. He wasn't a socialite. He didn't come to tickle their ears and make them feel all warm and fuzzy. He come to tell them the truth, praise God. He come to get their attention. Amen. Glory. Amen. What kind of voice was it? It was a positive voice. Amen. It was a prophet's voice. Look at verse 26. What he says about what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. Not only was he a prophet, Jesus said he was more than a prophet. Praise God. He come with a plan and a purpose to uplift the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to point to a Messiah, to God, the God of glory. That when he would come, that they would recognize him. They would realize him. Praise the Lord. And they'd be ready to receive him. There's a lot of people in the world today, but there's not a whole lot that's willing to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. I thought about that in the study this morning. There's a lot of people that profess to know him, but there's not a whole lot of people that profess to have him. Amen. To have him in their hearts and their lives, where he's the Lord of their life. Praise God. But old John, the Bible said he was a prophet. He had a prophet's voice. He was proclaiming the coming of a Messiah. He was prophesying, praise God, that there was one soon coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, there's one coming, soon coming, and his name is Jesus. Amen. They said just as he went out of here, he's coming again. Amen. Praise God. Just as you see him go out of here, he's coming again. That's what the angels, that's what those messengers proclaimed. Praise God, I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. Praise God, he said he not only was he a, well, was he a, he had a, he wasn't a weak voice, praise God, he had a strong voice. And the kind of voice was a prophet's voice. It was a messenger's voice. Look at verse 28. He said, for I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John Baptist. That he, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Said he was a messenger, praise God. He had a messenger's voice. He was there to proclaim a message, praise God. And he wasn't backing down. He wasn't cowing down. He wasn't giving in. And he wasn't giving up. He kept proclaiming that message. Praise God. Listen, we need to just proclaim the message, the good message of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We need to keep telling it everywhere we go, what Jesus done for me and what Jesus done for you and what Jesus is doing for you and what Jesus is going to do for you. Amen. Praise God. We got a message. Praise God. A voice of a prophet. A voice of a messenger. Praise God. Amen. What did it do? It began to wake folks up. It was a great awakening this voice had. Praise God. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 3 and 5 that all Judea come out to hear him. Praise God. He got their attention. People begin to pile out from everywhere, from every home and every village and every dwelling. They come to, praise God, to see this man called John Baptist, to hear what he had to say, to see what, praise God, their curiosity got the best of them. Praise God, he wasn't in fine linen, and he wasn't in prince's palaces, but he was out in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey. A wild man, praise God, probably looked a little unkempt, but praise God, it didn't bother him. He just began to preach and to magnify God and to tell him about a hope and a promise, praise God, that is out of reach to those that wouldn't repent. Amen. But praise God, they began to come to us and all Judea, praise God, began to come out. It was an awakening voice that was a crying in the wilderness. It shook people awake. They begin to realize the promise. They begin to realize the hope. They begin to hear something, praise God, that stirred their consciousness. Amen. What we need to do today is have a message that stirs consciousness. Amen. There's a lot of people today, their consciousness is seared. Their consciousness, praise God, is hardened. Amen. We need a voice that'll stir the consciousness, praise God. A voice that'll awaken those souls, those spirits. Amen. Praise God. Not only was it an awakening voice, but it was a voice of uncompromise. Amen. It was an uncompromising voice that was crying in the wilderness. He was no compromise in John Baptist. Amen. Brother said, some of them, Brother Bobby said, hey, listen, if you'd just calm down just a little bit, if you'd go shave a little bit, trim your hair, put you on some decent clothes, and you quit eating that old wild stuff, amen, you might be more attractive to people. They might be more willing to listen to your message. But old John was beyond compromise. He was uncompromised with the world, praise God. He had a voice that was uncompromised, and he was keep heralding the good things of God. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Never changed his message. It didn't matter who showed up. Amen. When those people from the villages started showing up, praise God, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. People got under... The Bible says people got under Holy Ghost conviction, boy, and they flooded down there to him. And he drug them down in a chilly Jordan, praise God. They run in chilly Jordan with him, and he baptized them. Praise God. A sinner's repentance. A glory, hallelujah. That's what we need today. You know what's wrong with the world? You can't find a sinner nowhere. You get talking to a preacher, I think I'm all right. Well, I might need to improve just a little bit. Amen. You hear all kinds of it. You know, I think me and God's got this worked out. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me and God's got understanding. Yeah, God's got understanding. He understands that you're a rebel rebelling against Him. Amen. We need to ask God to forgive us of our sin. We need to repent, praise God, and get things right. Amen. Without compromise. Praise God. That's the kind of voices was out there in the wilderness. John Baptist, praise God, was that voice without compromise. When those villagers come, when the town people come, but then the Sadducees and the Pharisees come. Amen. You know what he preached when they come? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. Praise God. It didn't matter if they was from the synagogue. Praise God. It didn't matter if they was from the mayor's house or the government's house or the king's palace. Praise God. John Baptist preached repentance. Praise the Lord. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's nigh. It's close. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whom did he preach? To whom was his voice directed? A whole lot of it is directed at the hypocrites. The sinners. Amen. Look back over at Matthew chapter number 3, verse number 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptize. Amen. There they are. Can you imagine a picture of this? Here John is, he's preaching the baptism of repentance. Amen. For the remission of sin, praise God. The kingdom of heaven, he said, the kingdom of heaven's at hand. He said, repent, praise God, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he's getting them back. I mean, I believe he's dunking them just as fast as he can, praise God. They're coming, they're getting right. They're trying to fix things up because they believe what he's saying. He said, this man, praise God, hey, he ain't got nothing to gain by telling us about our own sinfulness. He ain't got nothing to gain by coming out here living out here in the wilderness, praise God, the way that he does, without any of the conveniences at home. He's out here just trying to help somebody out. Amen. He wasn't out there to get what he could get. Praise God, he is out there to preach. Amen. Amen. Praise God, he wasn't a man pleaser. He was a God pleaser. Amen. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, so here John's got all these folks and they're coming to him. They're piling down there. Boy, they're getting under Holy Ghost conviction. They come weeping and a-crying. I pray God down there. He takes them out there in the water. And they say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me of my sin, Lord. And he dunks them down in that water. And he brings them back up. Glory, hallelujah. And he looks up the road. And here comes the Sadducees and the Pharisees coming down the road to see what's going on. Amen. Praise God. Here they come. What does he preach? He preaches the same thing. Amen. And he says to them, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Amen. He preaches, he was directed right at them. The hypocrites, the Pharisees. He said, a generation of vipers, backbiters, hateful, bitter people. Now, hey, it ain't that they didn't know. They was very religious people. You got to remember this. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, they were very religious people. Amen? Very religious. Caught up in the religion. The religion that they had and the traditions that they added, amen? It bound them down so they couldn't even worship God in spirit and truth. Kind of reminds you of some of the things we've got going on today. Amen? So bound down in the things of this world. And so bound down in the programs that we have that we can't worship God. Hey, listen, there's a lot of places. If they tried to do what we did last Sunday night, praise God, half the church wouldn't know what to do. When you just have, you know, just the Holy Ghost meeting where people just get to just magnifying Lord and giving testimonies, just praising God for how good He is. Man, a lot of the churches around the world, they praise God, they'd lose their mind. Scare them to death. Amen, that's the Pharisees and the Sadducees, praise God. They was religious people. But what John the Baptist was proclaiming scared them. They ought to know. They did know. They just didn't choose to believe. He said, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Now, that's a loaded question. The only one that could warn them to flee from the wrath to come would have been God Almighty. Amen. He's the only one that knows what was coming. Hello? Amen. He said, who's warned you? He said, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. So he's speaking to the hypocrites. He said, bring forth something meat for repentance. He said, bring something that's fit, praise God, that'll meet repentance. That'll be some semblance of repentance. Amen. You know, you can't be saved until we repent of our sin. Till we recognize that we're old sinners. Say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Praise God. Then God can begin to do work for you. Begin to save you by His marvelous grace. He was pleading, praise God. He was directing his voice at the hypocrites. He was directing his voice at old sinners. Amen. He said, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. He said, you have to come realizing you're a sinner. Amen. That's who he was preaching to. That's who we preach today, just old sinners. That's all we are, just old sinners. We're sinners saved by grace. Praise the Lord. And every day, through the sanctifying power of God, God's helping us, praise God, to live in line with His Word, praise God, to live in line with our Lord Jesus Christ, to try to get Him to help us to be just a little better day by day. Amen. I want Him to help me be a little better tomorrow than I am today. And a little bit better than that the next day. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, you think you're going to get out of here perfect? No, not by a long shot. But praise God, the Lord's still working on me. Amen, I'm the clay in the potter's hands. I'm still on that wheel. Amen, all the little bumps and bulges and the things that make me imperfections in me, He's a working out, praise God, in the tender hands of a loving master. He's a working on me, praise God. They come to direct that voice. The hypocrites and sinners, praise God. You said, did it have an effect? Notice the effect it had. In verse number 7, we done said it awoke to consciousness. Amen. They realized that they needed something. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, why did the Pharisees and the Sadducees come? They realized there was something going on down there that wasn't going on up at the synagogue. Amen. There was some praise and worship going on down there at the River Jordan that wasn't going on up at the synagogue. They went down there to see, praise God, there's awakening of consciousness. People get to realize that they needed to be saved. Look at verse number 5. He said, when went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea? and all the region round about Jordan. See, there was some consciousness taking place. There was an awakening that was taking place. There was some souls being stirred. Amen? That's what we need today. We need an awakening. We need souls to be stirred. We're seeing it places. Amen? We're seeing it places. We're even hearing a little bit of it on the news now, where people's getting right with God, and people's trying to do things they're trying, and people's trying to help their fellow man, trying to love one another the way the Bible says to. God's a blessing. God's encouraging. God's a helping. God's a stirring souls. Praise God. The souls of men are being stirred. You know, that's what we're supposed to be today. Those of us that's born again are supposed to be soul stirrers. Amen? We're supposed to be stirring up our souls and the consciousness of men, praise God, with the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Just tell them how great and mighty, how good He is. Let me just say something right here. Everybody knows how hard people have it at times. You know, all your aches and your pains and your ailments and the things that go wrong and the things that don't go right. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we get caught up in those, and that's all people ever hear out of us, is those negative things that we keep spewing out. Amen. But what we ought to do, praise God, we say, God be the glory. He's the best. He's the goodness of His mercy is great. His love is real. Praise God, no matter what we're going through, He's still God. He's still on the throne. He still loves me. He still caresses my soul. He still comes to where I'm at. He still helps me along the way. And when I get so low and down, lower than a snail's belly, He just scoops me up in them great big arms of love and carries me along. Amen. Get to bragging on Him. Hey, you get to bragging on Him, you get to feeling better in yourself. Amen. Praise God. That old stuff, praise God, that's burdened you down. Amen. So he's a preaching. He's a stirring the men's souls. He's a warning of a divine wrath that's coming. Amen. The wrath of God, that divine wrath means that wrath that's coming from the Lord. He's saying in verse number 2, he's saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen? He said, the wrath of God's being poured out. He said, you better repent. He said, it's time to repent. It's time to confess up. It's time to just admit, praise God, that we're all old sinners. I like it. He says, repent ye. That's personal. Amen? Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, you need to repent. You. Amen? They're up on the banks and they're saying, who, me? He said, repent ye. Amen? For the kingdom of heaven is ready. And he's looking right at them. You know how the preacher does? You know how the preacher does? You know, you're sitting there in a pew and the preachers are preaching at them. Amen? Come on now, stay with me. You know what I'm talking about. The preachers are preaching at them. Boy, he's a letting them have it this morning. He's a laying on them. He's a telling them like it is. Amen. And you're right there, and all of a sudden, Holy Ghost of God tiptoes over to your heart's door, knocks on it. Amen. And all of a sudden, you say, that preacher's preaching right at me. He ain't took his eyes off me all morning. A minute ago it was them, but now it's you. Amen. That's what John was doing. He was a preaching, praise God. Repent for the kingdom of heaven. Repent ye for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And praise God, those on the bank just start dropping off into the water. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, he's talking about me. Well, they just slip off in there and they start making things right with God because of the wrath of God. They feared the wrath of God. They knew. He said, repent. Why would you repent? Because something's messed up. Things ain't going right, praise God. You haven't been living the way you should, and everybody knows that. There's not a person in this country don't know the difference between right and wrong. Amen. God gives us a consciousness to know right from wrong. Amen. Every one of us. What they do, they begin to confess their sins. They begin to confess their sins. Look at number 6. He said, we're baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. I thought about that. This, wouldn't you like to have been a fly on the wall there with John Baptist? Hear some of them things people were... They were just laying it out there. Amen. Praise God, he said, you need to... And praise God, they just come, they hit the water, and as they are coming, Lord, hallelujah, they was confessing the sinfulness in their lives. Calling them by name. Amen. I wonder how many people... Don't raise your hand. I just wonder how many people be honest, say, you know what? Say, I asked the Lord, forgive me, but I never hardly ever just, you know, call it out and say, Lord, please forgive me of such and such and this sin or that sin, and just call it out by name. Hello? Amen.
Well, you know, preacher, I know God's almighty, and He knows what my sins are.
Yeah, He does. That's the whole purpose, amen, of repentance. We confess those sins, amen. He said they came, praise God, and they were baptized, Him and Jordan, confessing their sins, calling them out. Laying them out there, praise God. Putting it bare where they live. Amen. Praise God. And then they proceeded in the commandment of baptism and were baptized of Him in Jordan, confessing their sins. They followed in baptism. They were baptized. Praise God. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was preaching in the wilderness. He was baptizing them in Jordan for the remission of sins. Amen. Putting them behind them. Praise God. They come, they confess their sins, and they baptize. So I'm going to go into that old watery grave and come out, praise God, and newness of life, walking circumspectly to the best of my ability with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What took place? What happened? What happened to these people? You want to tell what happened? So they broke out in a revival. Amen. A national revival. Verse number 5, he said, they went out to him, Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan. What happened, preacher? There's a national revival broke out. People from all over, every region, every country, every hillside, every village. Every vale, every down, everywhere, praise God. People were coming and they were getting right with God. Amen. How do you think when Jesus Christ came after His death, burial, and resurrection, how do you think the church grew so fast? Amen. Praise God. There was a Holy Ghost revival taking place when He was here. People were getting right with God. They were fixing themselves up to receive what God had to give out. And God began to do that. A crying voice made a difference. Old John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. Amen. What was the purpose of this voice? Amen. The Bible says it said it was to prepare the way of the Lord. To make the Lord a way. To give a direction. To give a purpose. To give a path for the Lord in your heart, your life, mine. Amen. To make a difference in the hearts and the minds of people. That was the purpose of that voice that was crying in the wilderness. Amen. Praise God. What was the purpose? Amen. It was to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Look at verse number 11. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Now John's specifying what he was doing. Amen. He said, this is what I'm doing. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. He came to cry, a voice crying in the wilderness to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ unto a lost and a dying world. To make a path, a straight path. So that people, humanity, could get to Jesus when Jesus was coming to get to them. Amen. And then there's that day that John was baptizing in the Jordan. The Pharisees and the Sadducees had come and gone. Next morning, John's baptizing in Jordan. And he looks up the road, and here comes a bright light. Amen. Before they ever had car lights, headlights. Amen. Bright light was coming down the road. Old John pointed at it. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. He pointed out the Lord Jesus Christ. What was the voice? Why was he crying? What was that voice crying about? He's crying about a Savior who's Christ the Lord, who had came to a lost and a dying world that through him the world might be saved. Amen. Could you imagine the glorious scene when Jesus come walking around that curve, around the bend of the road, over the hill? Amen. Praise God. John was a preaching that gospel, crying, a crying voice in the wilderness. But then he says, you know what? He's got to be more. And he said, I've got to be less. He said, he's going to increase. And he said, I'm going to decrease. Amen. And Jesus began to increase. And John began to decrease. Amen. Praise the Lord. He never let up. He never quit preaching. See, why he ended up in the prison house. Amen. Because he had an uncompromising voice and just kept preaching. Amen. Repentance, praise God, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he wasn't afraid to tell the old king that, and the captains of the guard that, and anybody else that would listen that. Uncompromised. It cost him his head. Amen. You might say he was out of his head. No, he was without a head. It cost him his head. Amen. Praise God. But he finished his course. He done what God called him to do. Never slacked up, never let up. He was that voice crying in the wilderness. God needs some voices crying in the wilderness tonight. Amen. He needs me and you to tell people about Jesus, to make the path straight, to show them how to get to Christ, to show them an example by our lives. Amen. What Jesus Christ can do for you. Same thing he's done for each and every one of us, he can do for them. Amen. Hey, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's still able to save old sinners. If we'll come in repentance, praise God, it'll bring a great awakening in this country. We need it like we've never needed it before. But we've got to be uncompromised in our faith. Praise God, we've got to just keep pressing on. The hypocrites and the sinners will be there, praise the Lord. They're always going to be. But praise God, God's always going to be just a little better than them. Praise God, an awakening is taking place. It can take place in the hearts and the minds of people. We need it bad. Our families, our hearts, our children need a great awakening in the day and hour we live. And it's got to start somewhere. It'll start with me and you, amen, with the help of the Lord, so we can see that national revival. That's what I'm looking for. I'd like to see a national revival, wouldn't you, with folks just getting in and just feeling the presence of the Lord. I told some folks Sunday night, you know, revival starts right here. Revival starts in church. A revival is for the church, amen. You can't bring it in or call it in or nothing like that. You can pray it in. Amen. You can pray it in. Holy Ghost revival. A series of meetings won't help us a bit. But a Holy Ghost revival. Amen. It can start right here. It can start with me and start with you. Just looking for the Lord. Bragging on Him. Praising Him. Just giving Him glory day by day. Thanking Him for what He's done for us. What He's doing. And the blessed hope that we have. Amen. Everything's going to be better farther on. Amen. I believe that tonight, don't you? I believe everything will be just a little bit better farther on with the help of the good Lord.